This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
620 CKRM is proud to be your voice for everything ag. Welcome to SaskAg Today with your host, Ryan Young.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to SaskAg Today. It's brought to you by Milligan Bio, the leading buyer of heated and damaged canola in Saskatchewan, wants to buy your seed. Visit MilliganBio.com. Here's what we got on today's program. Farm Credit Canada released its food and beverage report covering eight different sectors. Bill C-234 was brought up during question period in Ottawa the other day. And cattle prices were mixed in Saskatchewan. I spoke with Fonda Froats about how those prices were doing for this past week. And the farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour. First up on SaskAg Today is the Farm Credit Canada Food and Beverage Report, and we'll see how the outlook looks for this year.
This is SaskAg Today with 620 CKRM Ag News Director Ryan Young.
SaskAg Today is brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain pricing and crop protection, and Farm Fresh Water. To fix your water problems, visit farmfreshwater.ca. A change in consumer spending habits, lower commodity prices, and inflation all factor into Farm Credit Canada's outlook for its food and beverage manufacturers. In their annual food and beverage report, FCC is forecasting a slight drop of 1.4% in manufacturing sales this year to $162.6 million. Desmond Sobel, Director of Economics and Deputy Chief Economist with FCC, says the forecast is not a surprise.
What we've seen in the lead up to this year is through the pandemic, there's been really, really strong sales, double-digit growth in a couple of the years. And so we're seeing inflation come down. So that's actually moderating sales. So it's not surprising. And where we're at this year, or our forecast for this year, is that sales will be lower than last year, but still higher than historical. So that's, you know, good news for the sector, even though it's a little bit of moderation. That's the trend is still upward. I would say, you know, the one wild card that we have in our estimates is that the U.S. economy and the resilience of that, 80% of our exports go to the U.S. And so we've heard and we know that their economy is actually doing really, really well. And so if it continues to perform well and maybe even outperform what economists are projecting, that could actually cause a little bit of a bump for our exports as well, which would actually maybe bring that sales growth up a little bit this year.
The report covers eight different sectors: grain and oilseed milling, sugar and confectionery products, fruit, vegetable preserving and specialty food, dairy product, meat product, seafood preparation, bakery and tortilla products, and beverage manufacturing. Sobel says the results for each sector are quite variable for different reasons. Grain and oilseed milling, for example, projected to decline 11.3% in sales, but volumes to increase marginally at 1.1% this year.
Grain and oilseed milling, we saw a dramatic increase in global commodity prices through the pandemic and then Russia's war against Ukraine. There was really, really strong growth in the grain and oilseed milling sector. So this year, we're seeing commodity prices, they are coming down. They're still higher than average, but that's causing sales at the grain and oilseed milling to decrease this year quite a bit from what we saw last year or last couple of years. Even with that, though, margins will still be, improving for that sector. So that's one of the good news stories there as well.
FCC's gross revenue margin index is expected to improve slightly this year by 1.5% compared to the previous year. From a consumer perspective, the report indicates grocery price inflation has slowed from its peak period of late 2022 into early 2023, but Sobel says spending habits have changed because of high grocery prices back then.
So in this past year, consumers actually spent less on food and beverages than they have over the last decade. And this is because they're having to make those tough choices. So we've seen consumers shift to, no-name goods, shopping more at no-frills grocery stores. So consumers are having to make those adjustments because prices, are still elevated. So with inflation coming down, our forecast is grocery prices, inflation should come down about 2% by kind of summer through the end of the year, which is a great news story for consumers.
You can find the full report on the Farm Credit Canada website. Coming up next on Sask Ag Today is Bill C-234. It was brought up in question period in Ottawa the other day. We'll hear what the chatter was all about, specifically on the bill, right after the break.
We're back with Sask Ag Today with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
This portion of Sask Ag Today is brought to you by Municipal Hail Insurance. Storms are unpredictable, we aren't. See municipalhail.ca. Agriculture made its way onto the floor of question period in Ottawa on Monday. The federal Tories were demanding the government pass Bill C-234 in its original form as part of the budget speech this afternoon. That's unlikely to happen, but still it managed to surface during the debate on Monday afternoon. Here was the exchange between Ontario Tory MP Philip Lawrence and Ag Minister Lawrence McAuley.
Farmers have reached a breaking point. The carbon tax has driven costs sky high. They are drowning in a sea of red tape, and worst of all, they're constantly derided and demonized by this Liberal government. Will this Prime Minister finally give farmers a break and axe the tax to make food cheaper for everyone by passing Bill C-234 in its original form?
Being a farmer, I'm fully aware that farmers are on the front line of climate change. They see the devastation impact of climate change in this country and the destruction of burns, killing cattle, but also we have a price on pollution, Mr. Speaker, and along with the price on pollution, we have a Canada carbon rebate, which puts more money back in the pockets of Canadians. Mr. Speaker, why does the Conservative Party of Canada want to take that money away from Canadians?
Bill C-234 was sent back to the Commons just before Christmas after the majority of senators tacked on two amendments to the bill, including removing a carbon tax exemption for heating barns with propane or natural gas. Meanwhile, during a question to Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeau, he revealed to the House he's been meeting with farmers across Canada. Here's his comment through a translator.
If the Conservatives had an ounce of intellectual integrity, they would admit to Canadians that 97% of fuel used on farms where there is pollution pricing is not taxed by the federal government, first of all. Secondly, do you know what I've been doing, Mr. Speaker, recently? I've been meeting with farmers from Quebec, Alberta, Nova Scotia. I've been meeting with grain farmers, cattle farmers. They don't talk to me about carbon pricing. They talk to me about the hundreds of millions of dollars due to impacts from climate change in the farming sector in the country.
Quick Dick McDick posted on X, formerly Twitter, this morning saying he'd love to have one of those meetings with the federal environment minister and invited him to come to Saskatchewan for a chat. We'll take another break here, but Sask Ag Today will return. Coming up is Ag Review with Doug Falconer.
You're tuned in to Sask Ag Today on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
Today's Ag Review with Doug Falconer of GX94 is brought to you by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers, and My Grain Exchange. Ready to market your 2023 crop? Head over to MyGrainExchange.com and try their low-risk grain auctions.
A blockade by pro-Palestinian protesters at a major port terminal in Metro Vancouver disrupted operations for several hours before dispersing yesterday. Terminal operator GCT Canada said the protesters' actions were illegal and stopped container trucks from accessing the Delta Port facility by blocking the Roberts Bank Causeway for several hours. The Port of Vancouver is the largest port in Canada, and GCT Delta Port is the country's largest container terminal, with capacity to handle 2.4 million standard 20-foot containers every year. GCT spokesman Marco Dekovich said the company was not warned of the blockade beforehand and did not know why Delta Port was targeted. Trade and transport infrastructure experts say while the disruption from such a blockade is inconvenient for truckers stuck at the terminal gates, it is unlikely to cause serious backlogs. CNNCPKC Rail supplied a combined 71% of hopper cars ordered in Grain Week 36, a slight decline from the 74% order fulfillment performance seen in Week 35. CN and CPKC each saw a modest deterioration in performance as compared to the prior week. In supplying 68% of cars ordered by shippers in week 36, CN saw performance decline from the 70% order fulfillment performance seen in week 35. CN performance remains below the 90% performance threshold for the 14th consecutive week. CPKC performance also declined slightly from the prior week, with the railway supplying 75% of shipper orders in week 36 as compared to 79% in the prior week. CPKC performance remains below the 90% threshold for the 12th consecutive week. Research from a recent $1.9 million federal funding announcement will have a more philosophical take on the future of sustainable agriculture. The research hopes to answer questions such as, what are the social barriers to sustainable farming and food, and how can the burden and benefits of that transition be shared equitably? The federal government pledged the cash recently to launch the Common Ground Canada Network. The initiative will be led by Dalhousie University's Karen Foster, Canada Research Chair in Sustainable Rural Futures for Atlantic Canada. The hard science of sustainable agriculture, things like improved agronomic practices, are already the purview of other research organizations and government funding streams. The network, in contrast, has a goal to tackle the topic from the angle of sociology, social anthropology, political sciences, economics, the humanities, and other lenses. Denmark has agreed to help farmers finance a feed additive that is expected to reduce methane emissions from cattle by up to 30% as part of efforts to meet ambitious climate goals. Denmark, a major dairy exporter, could become the first country in the world to price agricultural emissions, including methane emissions from burping cows, a move that has broad political backing. Methane, a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, is a natural byproduct of digestion in cows and other ruminants that is released into the atmosphere. The Nordic country has pledged to reduce emissions by 70% by 2030 compared to 1990 levels. More than half of Denmark's land is farmed, with agriculture accounting for about a third of the country's carbon emissions. And that's today's Ag Review. I'm Doug Faulkner.
It's your SaskAg Today weather on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM Farm Precision Weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin, 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com.
I'm here with Eric Weglars from Precision Weather, filling in for Phil Spivak today. And Eric, looking at the forecast here, it looks like we got a little bit of a chance of some scattered showers, and the temperature looks pretty nice. A high of 16 for today.
Yeah, we do. And the winds will pick up again in the short term. So there's a bit of a breeze going forward in the forecast, not this afternoon, more so tonight and tomorrow. We'll get to that in a second. For the rest of this afternoon, looks pretty good. Increasing clouds are expected as we go towards sunset. There are a few scattered showers as well in the area. Highs will hold around 16 to 17. Winds from the northwest at 15 to 25 kilometers an hour. Tonight is when the rain showers will pick up, especially after midnight. It's cloudy throughout. Lows will fall back to between 1 and 2, and the winds will pick up as well from the northwest between 25 and 35. Gusts will range between 45 and as high as 50 kilometers per hour, again, especially after midnight. Periods of rain are expected on Wednesday. There is the chance for a bit of a wet snow mix later in the afternoon, and the winds actually get stronger, too, as we go towards the second half of the day from the northwest at 35 to 45 kilometers per hour with gusts close to 60. The high on Wednesday between 4 and 5. The winds continue Wednesday night into Thursday and even some wet snow as well. We're expecting 1 to 2 centimeters of new accumulation, not a ton, but just enough to where you'll see it on the ground in a few spots. Winds from the northwest at 30 to 55 kilometers per hour, with gusts as high as 65 to 70. The low will also fall pretty noticeably as well to around minus 4. We'll find breezy conditions on Thursday with a few lingering snow showers or flurries, especially early. Highs are only minus 2 on Thursday. Winds from the northwest at 25 to 50 with gusts at 60. And we'll find some sunshine later on Friday. A bit warmer, not by much. Highs only around 1 with winds lighting up later in the afternoon as well. More sun by Saturday.
Thank you very much, Eric. The normal highs for this time of year, 12 degrees. The lows, minus 2. Sun rose in Regina at around 6:01 this morning, and the sun will set at 7:56 this evening. Taking a look around the province, it's a bit of a mixed bag, so to speak, with the temperatures. Assiniboia 14, Mooseman and Estevan 5, Saskatoon 7, Swift Current 10, Yorkton and Melville 6 degrees, and Weyburn is at 8. The warm spot in the province is in Coronach at 14.4 degrees, cold spot in Stony Rapids at minus 4.2. In Regina, it's mostly cloudy, south-southeast wind at 22 to 31 kilometers an hour, humidity at 57%, temperature 11 degrees or 52 Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is at 100.8 and falling. In Moose Jaw, mostly cloudy as well, west-southwest wind at 18 to 30 kilometers an hour, temperature 14 degrees. Again in Regina, mostly cloudy. South-southeast wind at 22 to 31, and the temperature is 11 degrees. Back in a moment.
Catch up with all your ag news anytime at saskagtoday.com. Now, back to SaskAg Today with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
This portion of Sask Ag Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers, where you're guaranteed the best buying and selling experience. McDougallAuction.com. Feeder steer prices in the province were mixed last week, while heifer prices were mostly down compared to 2 weeks ago. The cattle market update for the week ending April 12th has been released, and provincial cattle specialist Fund Froats has the prices for four steer weight categories, where prices ranged for the heifers.
Average prices range from $424.88 per hundredweight for the 5 to 600 weight steers, down to $321.93 for the 8 to 900 pound steers. The biggest change was in the average price of the 5 to 600 pound steers, which declined considerably by $18.62 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, we've seen the average price for the 8 to 900 pound steers increase by $5.43 per hundredweight compared to the previous week, and those prices range between $300 to $350 per hundredweight. And average prices for Saskatchewan heifers range from $391.50 per hundredweight for the 4 to 500 pound heifers down to $303.40 for the 800 plus pound category. Saskatchewan heifer prices were mixed, but mostly down compared to the last available Saskatchewan feeder heifer prices 2 weeks ago.
By comparison, Froats noted Alberta cattle prices were higher from the previous week.
Yeah, it's good news here. Average cow prices were at record highs again compared to the previous week. D2 cows averaged $174.54 per hundredweight, which was an average increase of $2.86 above the previous week. The price of D3 cows increased $8.73 per hundredweight over the week to average $162.79 per hundredweight. Alberta cow prices have continued to set new record highs each week since March. And then another price high was set in the fed steers. Canfax reported Alberta fed steers for the week ending April 12th at $250.47 per hundredweight, which was a price increase of $6.02 per hundredweight over the previous week.
She says the cattle market lost some momentum that was seen at the start of the year due to uncertainty around the U.S. cattle supply.
USDA just adjusted some of their own 2024 production estimates, and also we're continuing to see the bovine avian influenza, which has contributed to declines in the futures contracts. So I guess it's important to remember that these are still strong prices, well above a year ago and well above the start to the year. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Canfax reported 13,188 head of Saskatchewan feeder cattle sold last week, well above the 3,981 head marketed last week. Coming up next on Sask Ag Today, it'll be more of a positive note as the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame had 6 people inducted this past weekend. We'll hear from one of them right after the break.
You're tuned in to SaskAg Today on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
This segment of SaskAg Today is brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. Last Saturday evening, 6 people were inducted into the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. One of the inductees was Les Johnston from Fillmore in the southeast part of the province. In addition to his own cattle operation, Les was a longtime 4-H volunteer as a club leader, show judge, and the first vice chair of the Saskatchewan 4-H alumni at the University of Saskatchewan. Johnston was also involved with the launch of the National Cattle ID Program more than 20 years ago. This is veterinarian Dr. Gary Hoyam, who made the introductory speech Saturday for Les Johnston.
Les traveled literally thousands of miles, crisscrossing our great province, introducing, delivering, and explaining these programs at grassroots town hall producer information meetings. He told me on occasion that the meetings became heated and sometimes required Les's lifetime experience, people skills, and expertise to calm down and win over any doubters. In 2017, he became fully committed to and believing wholeheartedly in these national programs. Les ultimately and enthusiastically embraced the opportunity to be trained as a sustainable beef auditor, after which he conducted many audits in Saskatchewan and a few in Manitoba when they were short auditors. He was soon recognized as Saskatchewan's lead auditor. From December 2018 to December 2019, Les conducted more on-farm audits than any other auditor in Canada. By 2019, a portion of his time was also being spent assisting new auditors and leading shadow audits, granting new participants full auditor accreditation.
Johnston also gave credit to Dr. Hoyam, who purchased some cattle from him in 2004.
After we made the deal on the group of heifers, he shook my hand and he looked at me and he said, "Okay, now I want you to teach me everything you know about the cattle business." And I actually giggled because I thought he was joking, because he's the brains of the operation. And he's got the degrees and da-da-da-da-da. And he said, "No." He said, "You know stuff." And I said, "I know what kind of stuff?" And he said, "You know things and you do things that other producers aren't doing." And, you know, sometimes you get living in your own little world and your nose is to the grindstone and you don't realize. You just think everybody's doing the same thing. Thanks to Gary, in the next 2 years, I had 6 articles published and 1 documentary that's still airing. I'm actually airing longer than Mark and Mindy, so I feel pretty good about that.
Johnston is a tireless promoter of the beef sector, being interviewed for various articles and at least 1 TV documentary, as he mentioned. He also paid tribute to his neighbors in the Fillmore area.
Urban people don't realize how reliant we are on our neighbors. And they're your EMS, they are your fire department, they are your police force. They're there to pull calves, they're there to pull you out of the mud. They cry with you, they laugh with you in every family crisis that you have. I had about 20 to 25 of those in our area, and I farmed with every one of them. And I want to thank them. You can learn more from your neighbors at a kitchen table than you ever will out of a textbook.
Les Johnston was one of 6 people inducted into the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame on Saturday evening in Saskatoon. We'll take another break, but coming up next is the market update, followed by the livestock report. You're listening to Sask Ag Today on the voice of Saskatchewan 620 CKRM.
Here's the market update with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
Market update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that exactly fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. Grain prices at Viterra were mixed in early trading today. Canola is down $2.90 to $5.84.42, and number one red spring wheat is up 69 cents at $3.03.52. The rest were unchanged. Durham, $3.87.37. Feed barley, $2.32.58. Chickpeas, $9.92.08. Flax, $6.29.54.
oats $2.55.32, lentils $7.55.50, yellow peas $4.74.72, and feed wheat $2.33.45. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, hard red spring wheat for May is up a quarter of a cent at $6.37.25 a bushel. Up next is the Livestock Report.
The SaskAg Today Livestock Reports on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn Livestock at 842-4574. Now here are the latest livestock quotes.
This is the market report for the Weyburn Livestock Exchange for the week April 16th. Our last regular sales on April 10th, D1 and D2 cows sold from $1.64 to $1.87. D3 cows sold from $1.45 to $1.60. Canter cows sold from $1 to $1.20. Heiferettes sold from $2.25 to $2.65. Good butcher bulls sold from $1.92 to $2.07 with the odd sale up to $2.18. Our last pre-sorted calf sale was on April 8th, 300 to 400 pounds averaged $4.10 and sold up to $4.50. 400 to 450 pound steers averaged $4.56 and sold up to $4.70. 450 to 500 pound steers averaged $4.33 and sold up to $4.70. 500 to 550 pound steers averaged $4.21 and sold up to $4.55. 550 to 600 pound steers averaged $4.14 and sold up to $4.40. 600 to 650 pound steers averaged $3.82 and sold up to $4.17. 650 to 700 pound steers averaged $3.80 and sold up to $4.06. 700 to 800 pound steers averaged $3.57 and sold up to $3.85. And 800 to 900 pound steers averaged $3.30 and sold up to $3.47. Heifers were about 35 to 50 cents back from the steers. This has been Stephanie Daig reporting from the Weyburn Livestock Exchange, the market that gets cattle and the prices too.
Now here are the latest pork prices from the Brandon and Moose Jaw plants. They're down today compared to yesterday's price, about 27 cents to $219.89 per CKG. Up next is the Resource Report on Sask Ag Today on 620 CKRM.
It's the Sask Ag Today Resource Reports on 620 CKRM. Here's Ryan Young.
Now the Resource Report brought to you by Mazank Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler serving southern Saskatchewan for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazank, 306-721-6667. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will present the federal budget this afternoon. The Trudeau government's latest financial blueprint is expected to outline how it plans to regain support from Canadians worried about the cost of living. The Liberal government has already unveiled significant planks of the budget over the last few weeks. They include billions of dollars to build more homes, expand childcare, beef up the military, and grow the country's artificial intelligence capacity. A five-year agreement in principle has been signed between the Saskatchewan Research Council and Vietnam-based company HTG, which will see the latter import rare earth carbonate. About 3,000 tons of the rare earth element will be imported to SRC's rare earth processing facility per year, starting next June. The facility will produce about 400 tons of rare earth metals per year from this supply. Trade and Export Minister Jeremy Harrison says this agreement builds off of their 2022 trade mission to Vietnam. On the markets, the TSX is down 37 points at 21,703. The Dow is up 118 points to 37,853. Oil is down 10 cents at $85.31 per barrel, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.30 cents US. And that's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, you can tune in to the on-demand Sask Ag Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. The podcast is available at SaskAgToday.com and at 620CKRM.com. And that's going to do it for Tuesday's edition of Sask Ag Today. I'm Ryan Young. Have a nice day.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive Pre-Emergent Herbicide.